This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Would you be an angel this year for an NFL punter? Every week, NFL punters are forced to stand on the sidelines, watching everyone else on the team get to play except them. By juicing the rules and penalizing the defense on every series, the NFL is neglecting these punters and leaving them to stand alone, sad, and hurt, cruelly made to watch instead of playing the game they dearly love. Won't you help? Join the Society to Prevent Cruelty to Punters today. For only pennies a day, you can rescue these punters from teams like the Los Angeles Rams, who have only punted 8 times this year, or the New Orleans Saints, who thoughtlessly scored touchdown after touchdown on Monday Night Football, not allowing their punter to play, even though his mother was watching. Every punter deserves a chance to punt. Go to SaveThePunters.org today and pledge your support.
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online.
Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cut.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
Fakes the handoff, goes short. Alvin Kamara to around the 5-yard line. Pickup of 6 on the play. And Drew Brees has just passed Brett Favre on the all-time passing list. He's now second in NFL history with just Peyton Manning left to pass. Brees has completed passes to 8 different receivers already. He starts in the shotgun, drops back, looks to the far sideline, wide open, Tre'Quan Smith. And Tre'Quan Smith is going to go to the end zone. Drew Brees has done it. You have just witnessed history in New Orleans. Drew Brees is the NFL's all-time leading passer. Drew Brees goes 62 yards to Tre'Quan Smith down the far sideline. Could it have happened any better way?
I spoke with Favre, 2 weeks ago after the completion record, after we did that in Atlanta. And then I'd gotten a text from Peyton and Archie and Cooper and... spoke to Eli last week and really got switches from the whole family. So that was really classic.
I'm here. Don't forget about me.
He texted him.
Get going.
Cooper? What the?
I swear to God. They sent him a card and they signed his name at the bottom.
I think
Archie and Matilda and Cooper.
I think Cooper Manning's really Billy.
You know, look, I'm going to give you my impression. Billy.
Hooray!
Somebody asked me to do some Billy this week. Sal, I'm not even going to try to say your last name, dude.
But, hey, there you go. Hooray! Billy was doing some of the Chiz and Saints game.
They might as well have let him do it because, here, I'm going to give you my impression of the Monday Night Football broadcast of the New Orleans Saints versus the Washington Redskins. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, Drew Brees. Oh.
Yes, it was. Oh. It was Drew Brees night. Yep, no doubt about it.
Well, it was not just Drew Brees night. It was jizz all over Drew Brees night.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, honestly, I didn't, as I put that together to play at the beginning, I did it because of the records. I swear to you, I never even thought about it being against the Redskins. And now that I do think about that, that means, God, every time they show the highlight of him getting the record and that touchdown, and they see it's against the Redskins.
My dog doesn't even like it.
I know. And it reminds me of Emmett, because every time you see him break the record, the Seahawks fans are going to go, damn it, the Saints.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I bitched and say that the ESPN was jacking off all over Drew Brees. The fact of the matter is the Washington Redskins gave them absolutely nothing else to talk about.
That's true.
nothing else.
It was not good for you guys.
Look, I don't like conspiracy theories, so I'm going to give you one. I think they're stupid. So here's mine. Look, the Redskins are terrible on Monday Night Football, right? This is no secret at all. And if you don't think, they even said on the broadcast, you could do the math and point to tonight as being the night that Drew Brees is going to do all this, blah, blah, blah. And if you don't think the schedule makers went, it can happen on this. Let's put them against the Redskins on Monday night. They're the worst on Monday night. He'll have a fucking day. And you know what? Did you see the video, right? You saw him go down and say to his kids, you can do anything you want. If you just try real hard, kids, you can do whatever you want, right? You heard that, right?
Right.
The NFL paid him $100,000 to say that, because if he wasn't that, he was going to go, you know, you can smoke all the crack and do all the heroin you want, kids. Go ahead. I'm rich. It won't make any difference. I'll get you out of jail for whatever you do. That's what he really wanted to say.
Right.
Anyway, it's all my fault anyway, Tom. I wore the nail polish with the sparkles. So,
what jersey did you wear?
I wore the Alex Smith jersey.
Well, why didn't you wear the Adrian Peterson jersey?
You told me to wear the Adrian Peterson. I didn't want to wear the Adrian Peterson jersey. I wanted to wear the Alex Smith jersey. You told me not to wear the nail polish with the sparkles.
I told you not to wear the sparkles.
It's your fault.
My fault.
No, it's your fault.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 335. Coming up, T.O. Dell.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Coaches.
Shepherd to boot.
Coaches be grumbling, John. 63.
You must be taking a Spanish class down at the community center
that?
Because you have been using it quite a bit in the
about that? Show, well, like. We have to now, don't we? I mean, we gotta learn because it's, you know, it's infiltrating.
Not where I'm coming from.
I didn't mean infiltrating. I mean, we're welcoming their culture, so.
Right. Okay, look, all I really know is that in my state, it's self-serve gas, so I don't have to do much interaction.
Once again, I'm thinking of those high school basketball announcers.
I know. We're going to sound awful. Here we go. We're going to sound awful, and the New World Order is going to come and get us.
All right. Also coming up, Derek Lewis has all the answers and more.
He does. Now, look, I do have something I want to say, Tom, that's a bit serious.
What's that?
Because we're always doing the show in the fall, it seems that we're always around with the hard, big hurricanes.
Right? Oh, Hurricane Michael. Just in time.
Right. So, just like when you hear that music, I want to tell everybody that if you are in the path of Hurricane Michael, what the fuck is the matter with you? Get the fuck out of the way. The fuck's the matter with you?
Did I hear Jim Cantore got kicked out of town?
Or he should have been banned? Kicked out of town. That motherfucker brings nothing but death and destruction wherever he goes. He does. He's like fucking Typhoid Mary.
Calamity
Jim.
All right.
That's the thinking down in Alabama and the Florida panhandle. You know, if we just sacrifice this motherfucker, the storm ain't coming. Come here. get that guy he's in the media, ain't he? Come here, you.
Oh, that's great.
Right. So, yeah, that's my advice to you. If you're in the path of Michael, get the fuck out of the way. Don't be fucking stupid.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Oh, Patrick Mahomes. You know, last week, John, I said that we needed to see him against a great defense, and we did, and he still got it done.
He got it done, Tom. He got it done in the rain.
In the rain, that's right. But that's because it's not just him, John. They're a unit.
We're a unit, and we believe that. And I'm excited just to come out with a win like we did today, where the defense stepped up and made a ton of plays and gave us chances to make plays.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, it sounds like he's had a lozenge before they put him up there on the podium today.
God, I slip right into it. I can't even help slipping into that voice. It just comes out. It's
like, yeah, there's not even much left to make fun of with it anymore, because you just have to play him and that's all there is to it. He doesn't really say anything funny. He just sounds funny. Although I did read today that he has not turned down a request by some high school student to take her to his prom or to her prom. Can you imagine going to the prom with Patrick Mahomes?
He did throw an interception, and here he talks about that.
Goes back all the way to college and then Coach Reed. I mean, you can't let prom. That stuff bother you. He says that in football, you have to have a short memory. And defense got the ball right back to us, and we just try to go down there and put points on the board.
Goes all the way back to prom. That's right. It's got to go to college, got to go back to prom, get a hand job at the prom. That's right. Gotta have a short memory. I'm gonna get to the prom and go, who the hell did I come here with? Which one of you kids is supposed to be with me?
He is a kid.
I know he is. I know he is. That's why he's not gonna worry about going to the prom, because he's probably still got his tux from the last one he went to.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, now, good on him, man. Good on him.
I know.
And you know, the Jaguars defense is pretty good, and once again, Jalen Ramsey doesn't know when to shut the fuck up. Nobody gives a shit that Tyreek Hill only had two catches. They won.
I know. But he won his battle.
This week they get the Steelers. Patrick Mahomes gets that thing that the Steelers call a pass defense.
Who does?
Don't the Chiefs play the Steelers this week?
No, they play the Patriots.
Oh, they play the Patriots this week. That's
yes.
Right. Why did I think
Can't
the Steelers?
Wait.
Why did I think the Steelers? That's right. They beat them last year.
Steelers are at Cincinnati.
That's right. I don't know why the hell I thought that.
That's right. Opening day, they crushed the Patriots.
They did. Yeah. They did. I don't know that they're going to be doing any crushing this time, but the Patriots seem to be on a resurgent roll right about now. But it'll be a damn fun game to watch, that's for sure.
Well,
T.O. Dell
did an interview with ESPN, and of course they aired it before the game. And I got the condensed version with all the good stuff in it.
Obviously, you want to get paid for your talents and what you've done, but if you have a window this big to maximize your full potential and something's holding you back from doing it, that's more frustrating to me than anything else.
Why are they playing that music in the background? I do not understand that.
Because it's ESPN, man, and it is now for a generation that is three generations removed from us. I don't understand half the shit they do on that show anymore. It's hardly any about football. Everything's got to have a soundtrack to it. Everybody's got to have their walk-up music, no matter what the fuck they're doing.
I just want to be able to be the very best that I can, and I don't feel like I'm given an opportunity to be the very best that I can, to bring that every single day. And that's really all I want to do, is bring that every single day. I don't want to be held back anymore.
Now, that all sounded great. Everything he said there.
Yeah, you know. That's the typical athlete interview.
Right. Then it went this way.
I haven't been in the place where I feel like I could really go out and do everything that I'm capable of doing. I don't get 20 targets like some other receivers.
Oh.
It's just everything. And not to say that it's not going to work, but at the moment, I feel like I work entirely way too hard.
Oh, he works way too hard, he said.
Who, Eli works way too hard?
No, Odell Beckham.
Oh, Odell works way too hard.
Yeah. He's saying, I work way too hard. He's not getting 20 targets like other receivers, and he feels like he's working way too hard, like he's trying so hard, he's getting open, and the ball's not coming to him. You know, well,
he got a touchdown.
I know. He got plenty of balls. He had a great game, but he's...
Yeah, he does. Hey, he gets those off the field, too.
That sounds gay as fuck. Goddamn.
Yeah, okay. Well... I don't understand that. I'm working too hard. Dude, you make millions of dollars. You're an NFL player. You have to work hard. Did you think this was easy?
Well, I mean, it's the typical diva attitude, isn't it? It's the wide receiver attitude. Nobody is more important to the team than me. Nobody.
God.
Nobody can make a play but me. Nobody can put us on the scoreboard but me. Nobody can win the game but me. And I'm working too hard. Have that goddamn country ass fucking bumpkin throwing the goddamn ball to a fucking fullback in the goddamn flat when it's third down and 19 and I'm running wide open down the motherfucking seam.
Nobody's more important. Jesus. That 4 weeks into the season, the Patriots go, hey, Browns, we'll give you this for that Josh Gordon dude. Okay. All right. There he is in the end zone scoring a touchdown from Tom Brady.
Dude, you know that pass that Tom Brady threw him, right? For one, it was not even that good of a pass. He put it, I guess, where he could go get it.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, Brady sat back, had himself a cup of tea.
Yep.
Read the paper for a minute. You know, people want to know how can they keep doing this? Well, if you can protect your quarterback, he'll kill anybody. I don't care who it is. They'll kill you.
You know what? Tom Brady helps that offensive line. He always does. Every other year,
yes,
hear about how the Patriots' offensive line isn't that good, and Tom Brady, he might be in trouble this year. But Tom Brady has, and I've always said this, the greatest pocket awareness I have ever seen in my life. It's unbelievable.
This is true.
The way he steps left a foot and then right 2 feet,
yep,
and he's back, and he just kind of maneuvers himself where he's best protected by the linemen.
Yep.
So he's helping them at the same time, and he just always, and then somebody will get open.
Somebody's open. Now, on that play, he did the smartest thing that I've ever seen any quarterback do, which is get behind that big knot of an offensive line and stand there. Because nobody came anywhere near that motherfucker for like 12 seconds.
No.
He just stood there and was like, you know, I could stand here all day. It's a nice night. Why don't we check it out over there? Oh, hey, look, over there's that pothead.
All right, let's get back to Beckham.
Do you have an issue at quarterback then?
Ooh.
I don't know. Like I said, I feel like
the fuck is the music?
He's not going to get out the pocket. He's not. We know Eli's not running. But is it a matter of time issue? Can he still throw it? Yeah, it's been pretty safe. It's been, you know, cool catching a shallow and trying to take it to the house. But I want to go over the top of somebody.
I want to go over the top. I want a deep ball, and Eli can't throw me the deep ball. That's exactly what I just heard.
Well, we got dang, it ain't hard to throw no dang deep ball when every dang time I'm step back behind a line of scrimmage, I'm getting my head beat in.
You heard they cut Eric Flowers, right?
Yeah.
That dude is terrible. I thought it was funny that they actually put out an announcement that says, we're going to cut Eric Flowers, but we're going to try to trade him first. And everybody went,
that's what everybody does. But he lost his starting job. So, I mean, everybody knew they didn't value him.
Well, he shouldn't have been valued. No. That motherfucker, he couldn't block anything. I wish this didn't happen. I really do. I wish it would have worked out with the Giants, because there's nothing I'd like to see more than that stupid motherfucker man in the right tackle spot protecting Eli.
Oh, dang, Tom. There's Eric Flowers out there. I ain't going to get hit. Dang.
Well, here's what Pat Shurmur had to say when he first began his press conference.
All right, listen, I'm going to answer all the drama questions right now. And I'm going to go back to what I said. All right. I addressed it with Odell. I addressed it with our team. I publicly declared that I didn't agree with his comments. And I asked anybody that was interested, if they wanted clarification, go to Odell, because he's a big man. Now, I'm not going to give the public a pound of flesh on this. Right? That would make me small, not strong. And these are the kind of things, in my opinion, when you have the locker room that we have, that will help galvanize them, because the locker room took care of it. And that's all I'm saying on it. Finito. Done. Let's talk football, not drama.
See, he knows he's got to learn other languages. Finito, he said.
He also said done.
Done.
For our fine friends in UK. The locker room took care of it. You know what happened in the locker room? Shepard looked at him and said, you know what, you Odell, you are 100% right. That motherfucking country ass son bitch can't throw it to me neither. Now let's go out on the field and watch me beat the shit out of this bench.
All right, we will get back to that game because it ended in quite the dramatic fashion.
The dramatic fashion?
It did, so we'll get back to that. So we heard from one coach. Let's hear from another one. Here's Jay Gruden.
We got behind early, and we have not been a very good team when we get behind for whatever reason. We weren't able to make any plays to get ourselves back in the game. Didn't call very good plays.
Really?
So, you know, it was just a total team debauchery, and I'm the one in charge of it and take responsibility for it.
Debauchery.
Debauchery. Does he understand that? What that word means?
Well, that's what I was just thinking. The word debauchery has never entered my mind during football, except for the Minnesota Vikings sex cruise.
Right. Well, they are in New Orleans, so if you're going to have some debauchery, that's a good place for it. You can buy practically anything down there and insert it just about anywhere. It's a fact. But yeah, debauchery. Of course, I got to tell you, Tom, it sure looked like we were getting fucked out there.
Yeah.
And I don't mean by the refs or anything like that. Although, I won't say anything about the refs in that game at all. But I'm about tired of the refs overall just deciding that you're allowed to get behind a goddamn defensive lineman and choke him, and that's not holding.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
The holding. Oh, and the non-calls for the lowering of the helmet is going on constantly now.
Yes.
I'm not seeing this get called. I don't know if the refs have forgotten about the rule or if the NFL told them to forget about it, but I'm watching guys get concussions because helmets are getting lowered and they're not getting called.
Last weekend we have Jimmy Garoppolo, all-star. Everybody's excited about him. He's out. Nobody touched him. He fucking blew out his knee. So last weekend we get Josh Rosen versus C.J. Beathard. You're right. This is only week four we get this. By week seven, I'm telling you, four of your games every week are going to be nothing but backup quarterbacks. And they change the rules all the time to help protect it, and nothing changes.
Nope.
These guys get hurt. It's a rough game. No, what are you going to do, Tom? Are you going to ban the sideline now because of what happened to Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
Is that what we're going to do? We're going to ban the ground? The ground is not allowed to touch the quarterback at all.
All right, speaking of the referees, Mike Tomlin, you know, normally coaches won't say anything because they get fined, but Tomlin's pissed.
Those look like legitimate calls. We got to be better there, but some of the other stuff, man, is a joke. We got to get better as a National Football League.
Yes.
Man, these penalties are costing people games and jobs. We got to get them correct. And so I'm pissed about it, to be quite honest with you. But that's all I'm going to say on it.
That's all looks like Omar Epps, man, is going to say on it, John.
That's right. I'm telling you right now, NFL, this is a complete debauchery. I've had enough.
All right, so it's not just us grumbling about the officiating. Now, Mike Vrabel.
Oh, everybody is.
Mike Vrabel played, you know, he played with for Belichick most of his career.
He knows how to break the rules.
Most of his...
You're goddamn right, he does. He knows how to fucking twist the rules around.
He better learn how, because he didn't win, and this is what he had to say.
The coaching's not good enough. The playing wasn't good enough today. The blocking wasn't good enough. Everything about the Titans wasn't good enough, and that's on me. That's a reflection of me and the job that I did today. And so we'll coach it up tomorrow, and we'll get prepared for the next opponent.
He sounds a lot like Belichick right there, doesn't he?
He was a little bit stronger. Everything about the Titans and the wasn't these goddamn new dark helmets weren't goddamn good enough, Tom. Everything about this team wasn't good enough. Our laundry was terrible. Everything. Oh my God, that's great. I love it when a coach actually speaks his mind. That's just terrific. Because you know everything you usually say is ridiculously worthless.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, we've actually had 2 years of having fun listening to a coach say nothing because it's more entertaining than anything any of the other ones will say.
Because it's honest. He's really, though, he is being honest, you know?
Look, this entire game was nothing but a debauchery.
All right. Well, here's a winning team coach, Hugh Jackson.
This football team will fight. No play. We don't do everything.
Wait.
They're going to have their disagreements. You know? They're going to fight. It's just up to us to say, okay, everybody just make up and have everybody play nice together.
Okay, that's not what he meant.
I know it's not what he meant, but that's you.
But he said they're going to fight. They're going to play. And that's what cracked me up.
This football team will fight. They'll play.
They'll fight.
They don't do everything perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but they work hard. They're becoming something. That's what I told them. And if they'll continue to take the coaching, keep working hard, we'll have many more of these victories.
Many more of them. I'm telling you, you keep working hard, you're going to have lots of these victories. Listen to Drew Brees. That's what he told his kids.
My favorite was this.
They're becoming something.
They're becoming something.
That's right. They're becoming something. Tom, they're metamorphosizing. We are not sure what's going to come out, but there they are.
Hey, they beat the freaking Ravens, man, and the Ravens are pretty good. I got to hand it to them. I got to give it to them.
They're becoming the best overtime team in the league is what they're becoming.
he's a prophet, Tom. It's Prophet Hugh. He said, we're going to have the greatest turnaround in the history of sports. And so far, he's 200% better than what he was.
They're becoming something.
250%.
Yeah, I don't know how to factor ties into that shit. We'll need Tilliard to come in here and be our tie figure outer. Job's open, John. You want to come in here and help us figure ties out? Be my guest.
Wow.
He could give us a weekly update. All right, with the full ties in the NFL this week, here's how the playoffs look.
But that's just terrific for Hugh and the boys there. You know, didn't I just see the other day, aren't the Steelers in last place?
Yes. Tied with the Browns.
They sure are. That's right. They sure are tied with the Browns again.
Again. Boy, they look good, though. That's funny. Tomlin over here bitching about the refs, and they won 41-17 it was, I think?
Well, yeah, they womped up on the Falcons. The Falcons are all beat up, and I swear to God, what is this thing that the Falcons call a pass defense? Is that even something that's legal in the NFL? Are they allowed to go out there and act like that? Because that doesn't look at all like NFL football to me. They're terrible. Well, now they're hurt. I can't just say that about them. They're hurt.
Let's go back to that Giants-Panthers game.
Okay.
And what the hell? I mean, I didn't. First off, I'm watching. I see Odell throw the touchdown. That was awesome.
Right.
What a play that was. That was a great play. That was perfect. But see, Eli had no problem throwing the ball to him right there on the sideline in the flat.
Right. Well, dang, right there. Isn't it? What are you talking about? I didn't throw it very far. He was 15 yards away over there.
I think in the huddle, Eli said, "Hey, Odell, I can't get him the ball. I'm going to give it to you. You throw it deep.
You get him
the
ball."
I'll tell you what, I heard you complain bitching on the ESPN. I can't do you, dude. I'll try to do you over there. You know.
What he should do is go up to him and say, "Hey, you know what? My brother at the end of his career, he had a goddamn dish rag for an arm, too."
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, dang. Hang down your arm because it's hanging off your shoulder.
So Odell gets mad, then Sterling Shepard. What that was funny watching Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, it was. It was great watching Sterling Shepard do that. He was like having himself a little fit. The only thing that was not as good as when Odell beat up the net was that the net hit him back.
Right.
It would have been great if like Shepard, if the bench would have came around and clocked him on the side of the head. That would have been great. The net was like, "Yo, bench, yo, man, next time he does that shit here, look, watch." Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Shepard should come back next week and marry the bench, right? Isn't that how this works?
Are you retarded?
The locker room's supposed to take care of it, right? They'll have a shotgun wedding in the locker room. We'll be like, "All right, look, man, we seen y'all over there fucking the bench. Now you is going to marry the bench."
All right, let's go to break. And because when we come back, we got to finish this game.
Yes, we must finish this game.
We have to have the end of the Giants-Panthers game. That is next.
Bang Radio.
We were the best team in the NFL. We were the best team in the NFL. I don't give a fuck if Tennessee and Pittsburgh were better than us. We were the best team in the NFL. And we fucking did prove it that day. And now we're out of it completely.
Who gives a fuck?
I give a fuck. Because you know what? I won the Super Bowl trophy. We're not going to get it this year.
We went into Pittsburgh
and we fucking beat their asses in Pittsburgh.
We went into Arizona.
Yes, we did. And we fucking beat Arizona to a bloody pulp. Oh, man. And we go in and play and we lose to the fucking Eagles, man. Come on. I give a fuck,
you
man. This team is my life. This team is why I live. And we're fucking.
Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker! It's a fucking game! Fuck! Fuck! Shut up! No, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't.
John, you know what's great about mybookie.ag? I can bet on as many games as I want, and that's what I'm doing this week because I'm 500, and damn it, I'm going up.
Good for you. I like mybookie.ag just fine, and I'm sure they love me right now because they're having a party with my money.
Yeah, well, they've been in business for years because of guys like you. No, last year you took their money. You took a lot of their money last year, and they're just getting a little bit of it back. But, you know, they've got a rock-solid reputation. If you want to bet on the NFL or college or basketball, anything, any sport out there, you want to bet on it, all the prop bets for the Super Bowl, you name it, it's all out there. The fights, you know, hey, we're going to talk yep. about one of the fights from the UFC on Saturday night coming up, but you can bet on the UFC as well. And, you know, yep. I mean, if you're a fan, you probably are going to get more than half your bets right, and then you're going to make a profit. So get over to mybookie.ag and lay down some cash.
That's right. Win some money.
In-game live betting. They've got an amazing mobile site, so you can bet on the go. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit up to a 100% bonus just because you listen to us. So when you go over there and you sign up, there's a place to enter a promo code. Put in BANG, B-A-N-G, to activate the offer. They will match your deposit. So visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
Where can you find the greatest NFL fans on the planet?
NFL Addiction.
Where can you win great NFL prizes?
NFL Addiction.
Where can you take part in amazing NFL discussions?
NFL Addiction.
If you're a diehard NFL fan, you absolutely must join the NFL Addiction Facebook page. You'll find over 25,000 people just like you.
Yes, the NFL Addiction Facebook page has
has over 25,000 members.
NFL Addiction.
If there's an NFL topic to be discussed, it's already being discussed here. Plus, great prizes. You can win autographed NFL gear, art, and more. Never miss the best NFL videos, memes, and entertainment out there. It's all at the NFL Addiction Facebook page.
NFL Addiction.
Join the NFL Addiction Facebook page right now.
NFL Addiction.
Hey, everybody, it is time for the Big Bang Radio Hour Audio Contest of the Week. And, of course, the Big Bang Radio Hour Audio Contest of the Week is sponsored by Kelly Burke Designs. Kelly Burke, Burke with an E. That's B-U-R-K-E. KellyBurkeDesigns.com. He can put your art on anything, so go check out his website and buy something. Yeah, go buy yourself something pretty cool, man. He's got a lot of NFL-related stuff, and he's got some really cool stuff. Anyway, as predicted, a lot of people knew last week's mystery guest.
Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So
that's right. That is Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning talking about his drunken idiot kicker, Mike Vanderjack, who, of course, after that couldn't get a job, and I believe he ended up as a carnival ride attendant. Anyway, since we had so many correct responses, the hopper is jammed full here, so I'm just going to press the randomizer. And our winner of an amazing Bang Radio Hour t-shirt is Lewis Williams. Lewis also adds a thanks for shouting out my Pick'em team name, Baghdad.com. Hey, that's fucking cool. I've been listening for over a decade. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that. That's just awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, man. I really am. I want you to know that, Lewis, this t-shirt is a quality garment, dude, with the highest quality holes for your head, arms, and torso. You're going to look great. All right, get in touch with me at bangradiohour@gmail.com. Give me a shipping address and a size, and Kelly will get that out to you toot sweet. Damn, we got some loyal listeners, man. I like that. That's very cool. All right, so this week, it's not really going to be that much tougher. Well, it might be for some of you younger folks. So to win an awesome 100% cotton Bang Radio Hour t-shirt in the size of your choice, who is this mystery guest?
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
All right, there it is. Tell me who that is, and you might win a t-shirt. Email your answers to bangradiohour@gmail.com.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
There it is, kids. Go.
I like sports. It's interesting. 15, 16 years old, you dive for the ball. Now when I play softball, the ball's 5 feet that way, 5 feet that way. It's a home run. I'm not spilling my beer.
Hey, what's up? This is Lewis.
And Jesse from 10 Years.
And you're rocking with John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
From 63 yards away.
Wow.
Graham Gano to win the game. 6 seconds left. Snap. Spot. Gano's kick is long. It's end over end. And this kick is good.
Oh, he did it. He did it.
Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. Woo-hoo-hoo.
And there ain't no flag.
No penalty flags on the play.
Wow.
Man, that was a hell of a boot. That was a hell of a boot.
My God, this guy. That was your kicker.
Long ago.
I know.
You see, he had 6 kicks blocked in a single season, and he had his back broken tackling somebody who blocked one of his kicks.
Yeah, but he got through all that stuff, and then you had a great kicker, and you let him go.
I know, because everybody always looks at the kicker instead of the coach, Danny Smith, the gum-chomping moron, that got 6 kicks blocked in a single season. But I digress. This was a great play by Graham Gano.
It was, and they asked Ron Rivera about his nerves afterward.
Scale of 1 to 10, how nervous were you with the 63-yard field goal?
Piece of cake. Piece of cake. Come on now. You know I don't change my expressions.
What is that about?
Riverboat Ron. Of course he's not going to ever fucking tell you it was a sweater. Hell no, man. I knew exactly what I was doing. You know what? I went over to him and I said, you can hit this by 5 yards. And he did. That thing was well through there.
Let's hear it in Spanish.
Le ha sobrado distancia. Le van a servir. Tiene altura. Tiene profundidad. Va a llegar. Va a llegar. Ganó, lo ganó. 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 Señor, ganó, lo ganó. Ganó.
I want to put this to the music of Mr. Roboto.
I want to know why he kept calling him granola. Didn't they tell him his name was Graham? He's calling him granola gano, granola gano.
Granola gano! Granola gano! Granola gano!
What the hell?
Granola, I guess, does that mean Graham over? I don't know. What the hell is he saying? Granola grano, whatever.
I don't know. But it was great. But the best part was this. Sounds like a song going on there.
I don't know. Look, I'm not going to try to disparage an ancient culture or anything, but I have no idea how that is supposed to be language. What does that even mean? I'm sure that he's probably saying something like, this is the most amazing kick that's ever been kicked to end a game. But he comes out sounding like the stupid Martians from that old movie.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Mars Attacks last week.
Last week. See, too many people. We influenced too much, Tom.
I was trying to remember what music they played to kill the Martians, and it was Slim Whitman. Yeah, they drove around blasting that music, and the things just keeled over and died.
Right, well, now imagine what happened just now to the freaking announcer from the goddamn Carolina Panthers Spanish unit. He's just, oh no, it's Slim Whitman. What the hell? I don't care, man. People are going to think I'm the most hateful person. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. So yes,
that's what we think of the 63-yard field goal. Hey, that guy sounds like a Martian from a campy movie from the early 80s.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Affleck.
Affleck. All right, let's move on to some fans from this past week because we haven't seen many fan videos come out. Well, we found this girl. This girl is an analyst, John.
Well, she's been doing this for a long time. Every time I go out looking for fans, I always run across this girl. She's about, I don't know, maybe 17.
Oh, really?
Right? 18. Yeah, she's young. And she's a Giants fan. But usually I don't bother with her because she just talks football, which is great to listen to, but I don't really care about talking football with a 17-year-old girl, and she's not good for the show. But this time, she was pretty funny for the stupid show.
It's weird because Eli can look so bad. He looks so bad. And then he can look like vintage, beautiful, young Eli. Vintage and young, I just said the same sentence. That's an oxymoron. But, you know, Eli, Super Bowl Eli. And then he'd come down in clutch moments like that and look like Super Bowl Eli tossing two clutch touchdowns. And it's like, what? What? It's not even like, okay, dang.
What?
I just don't understand people of this age.
Is it acid? Is it acid or cocaine that she's on? I can't figure.
It's on none of that. It's on, this is how people are nowadays. This is how they talk. I don't understand how she says half of a sentence, and I guess everybody understands what she means.
Draft a quarterback. It's like, Eli can look bad, and then he can look amazing. And it's just like, it puts your emotions in a weird place, you know? It's like they look good and then they look bad and they look good and then they look bad. And it's like you don't know where to go. It's like just get blown out every game and it's like, okay, you're bad. And draft a quarterback. That's that.
And that's that, John. You just draft a quarterback and that's that.
Well, she's right. You're gonna, if you're gonna be bad, be bad. Just call it over with, call it a day, and let's draft a new quarterback and move on. I like at the beginning though how she has a fantasy where you've got beautiful young Eli. I guess she's got his, the hair is blowing in the wind. Eli without his stupid monkey face on.
I did appreciate her intelligence. After she said vintage, beautiful, young, and she goes, oh, vintage exactly. And young, that's an oxymoron. I was like, okay, cool. At least she understands.
But then she fails to realize that she's applying these words to Eli Manning. So no, it doesn't fit whatsoever.
You don't know how to think. You don't, it's like, what? Just what is going on? How is this? It looks like they're right there, but then they just fall off a cliff. It's like they're right there. They're about to reach and climb the top of the mountain. And then they fall all the way down. They misstep and they fall and they roll all the way down the mountain. That's what it's like. That's the new metaphor I'm going to use. They're about to reach the top of the mountain. Right there, they're one hand away from reaching the top. They slip. They have a misstep with their foot and they roll and fall all the way to the bottom. That's what it's like.
That's what it's like, John.
Oh, that's what it's like. Perhaps she would understand that that hand hasn't been anywhere near the top for quite a few years.
Oh gosh, emotionally, if I had a camera recording during today's game, it was from, oh, like whatever, they're losing, they're coming back, yeah, oh no, you're gonna be okay, they're just, no, I'm done, I'm so done with this, oh my god, that's what it was like, it was just,
oh, I can't, that's okay, I'm done.
Hey, Tilliard must, hey, she whispers very well. he's probably gonna go find her. So, does your mom make you keep it down as well? Oh hell, just kidding, John. Yeah, she's you know, like I said, usually it's difficult to die. I don't bother with her because she just wants to talk about football and break down the game, and I couldn't care less. Everybody thinks they're a freaking analyst out there nowadays. But every once in a while, we get guys that just want to fucking rant. They want to watch the world burn, Tom, and I like that.
Oh, listen to this British Dolphins fan. This is great. You know, because they had what? They were up 17-0?
Yeah, they were up 17-0. They were 3-0 at one point. And I like this guy. I subscribe to him, me and like 9 other people, because he's talking like there's a lot of people out there listening to him, which is fine with me. And he keeps censoring his words. And he tells us why.
I know. I know.
I wrote to him. I said, hey, don't censor yourself on our account, please.
Right.
Maybe next week we'll get the full fucking effect.
Okay, well, at least now he can do this for a real audience.
Yeah.
So here's his opening comment after the Bengals scored 27 unanswered points to take sole possession of first place in the AFC North.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's how you start a rant.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Right, let's get this over and done with. Again. I'm ill. I'm going to apologise for all this bunged upness. But we are here today doing a Miami Dolphins post-match analysis for the Cincinnati Bengals game. A game which we led 17-0. 17-0. And lost 26-0. I don't even know. I don't even know what the score was. 28, 27, I don't know.
27-17 on the pitch today.
27-17. I wonder if their pre-game gentlemen or their post-game gentlemen actually over there would say that, oh yes, Miami Dolphins were up 17-0 against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Of course, you've got the other guy comes in and says, sorry there, Nigel, remember that the Bengals were named after the tiger for the people that we subjugated for hundreds of years.
It almost sounds like you're doing golf. These guys get excited, John. Come on.
It's 17-0, Tom. 17-0 here at the 25-yard line.
Oh, you're doing polo. What are you doing over here?
Watching the Miami Dolphins here. They're out there on the pitch playing the football, the American football. Leading here 17-0.
If you did not know that, in soccer, the field is called a pitch.
Of course they know that. That shit's getting popular over here in the United States.
Oh, well, Tannehill's not popular over in Britain.
Ryan Tannehill. Ryan. Fucking hell. I mean.
Oh, fucking
come
hell.
Come on, man. Come on. I like you. I do really like you. But you've got to kind of give. You've got to give me to be able to give you. right? Because I want to be able to support you and do whatever you can, right? And I know you've come through the surgery, and I know that's a big psychological mindset thing, right? I've come through an injury myself, mate, an ACL. It's not fun, I know, but fucking hell, man, come on, put it together. You've pulled the same fucking plays over again, sure little completions that then give someone like Grant or Wilson or Drake, especially Gore, again a handful of times as well. Gore played all right today, not going to criticize him, but you give these people all these like, oh yeah, I'll give you the ball, now you go and do the work, you go and get the yardage.
I love it, man. It just
fucking hell, Ryan Tannehill. We got to have a little bit of give and take here.
Give the ball to this guy, or give the ball to this guy, or Drake. It's like, well, I'm sure he would love to. What are you talking
about? What are you doing, Ryan Tannehill? You're up 17-0. Just give it to this guy. Let him go get the yards.
Right? How many times you completed past the Steelers today? How many times you completed past Amendola today? You know, mate, come on. It ain't hard. You know what I mean? Not going to lie. If you miss them, fine, you miss them. Right, you do miss it, you know, if they aren't open, they aren't open. But there was times in that game where you went for the short, easy, piss easy option, and you didn't even go and risk it. You didn't even go and try and score a TD.
You didn't try to score a TD, John.
Well, yeah, it's not like he's up there protecting a 17-0 lead, my friend.
He's got one of those fat faces that starts out with a little apple rose in his cheeks, and by the time this video's over, it's purple as a motherfucker.
Well, they had some defensive players hurt, so there were some backups in, so he's ragging on the defense and the backups.
He comes all the way down to the fucking secondary to deal with everything. Everything. I know we're missing Wake. I know we're missing Quinn. I know we're missing people. I know we're a bit banged up. To be honest with you, I was not expecting to come into this game and win. I really wasn't. But when we get fucking blown away second half, blown away, what are we fucking expecting? Bobby McCain's out and all. We always knew that was going to be a big issue. It's always going to be a big issue. And we need a big, solid defensive line performance today. Even if you aren't starters, if you aren't people that are regularly in. Right? If you play one or two fucking plays, you just turn it up, mate.
Just do that.
This is your opportunity. Go and grab it by the fucks. Fuck's sake. It's so annoying.
It's so annoying, John.
It's absolutely perplexing. That's all you got to do is go turn it up, mate. Turn it up. Just turn it up. Whatever. It is turn it.
Well, I will translate. God damn it. Try harder.
Right. You should be able to do this, Mr. Third String Guy. You should be able to do this. Why don't you just do it? I like that. I love that. You know this dude, he's into the game. I gotta love that. But that part, I just absolutely, it doesn't matter that we're missing Quinn. It doesn't matter we're missing Wake. I know we're missing our big time starters that put all the pressure on.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, so, you know, the only person he really specifically went after was Tannehill, but now he's going to go after Sam Young.
Sam Young. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Sam Young. You can get Ryan Tannehill and go fuck off.
Sam Young. Fuck off. Just fuck off. Right? Because you, when you came into the game, right, fine, I understand. You know, you're a bit rusty here and there. Didn't get a lot of time to warm up. Blah, 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 blah.
Walmart.
You make sure you have time to warm up. You warm do. Up. You make sure that the second you get told, you're on, you're there, you're ready, you're playing, you're up for it. The second you came on, they realised you were a fucking weak point. A big fucking weak point.
Well, that's why he's not starting.
You're an experienced player. You know you need to get ready, you know what you need to do, and you know that they were going to be fucking on you. But what did you do? You decide, oh, I'm going to try and do my thing, I'm going to give away penalties consistently.
Consistently?
You're going to fucking full start, you're going to hold, you're going to do everything under the fucking sun. And the main thing that really fucked me off is when they got the interception. What did you do? You turned around and you just walked. You fucking walked.
Look at how we're walking.
That's what I thought too. Look at how we're walking here.
Look at how we're walking.
He's got Jim Zorn coaching him. That's, you know, he's got a point, Tom. If this dude would have only done a couple of stretches, the Bengals defensive starters wouldn't have been able to thrash him around. Like, they would have not identified him as a weak point. They would have said, oh, hey, Sam Young's over there stretching. We better try figuring out some other way to attack this offense. look, he's stretching his hamstring. We're in trouble now.
So he's doing his whole big analysis, and what I heard was another fan bitching about how his team played Sunday.
But he did it with a fantastic accent. So we'll be paying attention to this guy because he does melt down. Like I said, he starts off with a nice apple cheek, and then by the time it's over, it's a goddamn eggplant.
Well, we have the best thing from the weekend now.
Okay. Oh, good. I can't wait.
And it has nothing to do with football.
Oh, yeah, okay. You know, I hate the UFC.
I didn't know you hate it.
I don't hate it. No, I don't hate it. I prefer boxing, and it's killing boxing, which is fine with me, but, you know.
Boxing is killing boxing.
Right. There's not as many people that are into it, and, you know, it's just not as good. You know, there's too many fucking councils now. There's too many, it's all.
Yeah, I know. You need another Mike Tyson to come along. That's what it needs.
Nah, what you need is you just need fucking barn fights with bare knuckles.
Yeah. Yeah.
125 rounds like they used to do. Right. Back when men were men.
Okay.
Knocked out in the 119th round.
So the biggest UFC night definitely of this year went down Saturday because Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov went at it. And Khabib whipped him pretty good. He whipped his ass. Yeah. And, you know, they have, you know, Conor's always very colorful at the press conferences before the fight.
Yeah, they were ready to fight. They were ready. He was ready. He was trying to fight.
You have to realize, first off, Khabib is a very prideful guy. He's from a whole different culture, you know, and a different religion. And he's not into trash talk. He even said, he's just speaking out of his own heart, saying this sport is not about trash talk. This sport is about respect. And he doesn't do any of that. And, you know, so here's Conor. Conor's ragging on his Muslim religion. Conor's ragging on his country. Conor called his dad a coward and all of this. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy. Khabib doesn't get it. He doesn't get what Conor's doing. He's taking everything Conor says seriously, and it pissed him off, and he went out and whooped Conor's ass.
Yeah, I think what he was trying to do was piss him off and get him off his game and to get him to get it out there and fucking make mistakes, and all it did was piss him off and make him go out there and whip the shit out of him.
Yeah, he was focused, and he went at it, and, you know, as far as ground and pound goes, I mean, Khabib's probably the best in the business, and boy, he did pound him. Now, after the fight was nuts, okay, because...
Yeah, that was crazy.
One of Conor's trainers out there who was not inside the octagon, who said some stuff that he didn't like, Khabib, they wouldn't even give Khabib the belt. I mean, he won the belt, but they weren't going to let him take it and put it on and try to walk out of that arena. They were afraid of what would happen. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Is there no security? This man just won the belt.
We live in a punk-ass world anymore, Tom. Everybody's a fucking punk-ass.
Well, he should be able to put his belt on and walk out of that arena. And nobody should do a damn thing, but he was told no, and he says, okay, well, then I'm going to go do this, and he jumps over the fence and dives into the crowd and goes right after Conor's trainer.
Oh, yeah.
All hell broke loose. Then three of Khabib's dudes, whatever you want to call them, his entourage or trainers or whatever, they go into the octagon. They went over in and started wailing on Conor. Here, the dude's all, like, just got his ass beat, and now they're going to go and start throwing punches. It was ridiculous. It was a very bad night for the UFC.
Everybody's seen that shit.
Black eye, and all that.
It was crazy. It looked like the crowd fights in a freaking NFL football game.
But before all of that happened, Derek Lewis fought. And Derek Lewis doesn't, it's not like he's some jiu-jitsu specialist any specific... He's just going to get in there and beat on you. And he's going to take, for him, it's who can take more, me or you? And this time he did, because he was losing. And he's looking for that shot, man. And he laid that shot. And he won. And right after he knocks his opponent out, he takes his shorts off right there in the octagon.
Yeah.
So he's standing there in his little black underwear. And then Joe Rogan, of course, is going to come in and do the post-fight interview right there in the middle. You know, he's like, he just got done. And so Joe Rogan's going to come in and talk to him. And this is how it
went.
He's
putting his pants back on when Joe grabs him by the shoulder.
Right.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
All credit to Joe Rogan for just going, I understand.
I get it, man. Yeah, I get it.
This crazy motherfucker just took his pants off.
My balls was hot.
I understand. Listen, man, what you just did was absolutely phenomenal. That was an incredible comeback victory, and it shows one of the reasons why people love to watch you fight, that you can put it all to bed with one shot.
I told them, boys, I got number of hearts. You know, they keep underestimating me. See, I ain't all that technical and all that, but see, I'm getting there. Fuck it.
No one.
Yeah, this is how NFL, this is how I want a running back to talk about the bad call. This is how I want, you know, Clay Matthews to say, this is what's going on. Fuck it. This
yeah, right.
Fucked up.
Right.
You know, this is how sports fans are.
Well, you know, we always talk about the boring, meaningless athlete interview.
Right.
Not in this case.
Right. Or in the one that we played earlier from Odell Beckham.
Right.
No one will question your heart, sir, after this. Let's take a look at the knockout. This is a come-from-behind knockout, the likes that we haven't seen in a long time. And you were looking for that big haymaker all night. You found it in the last minute of the fight. Talk us through this, Derek.
I forgot a few hours before the fight, Donald Trump called me and told me I got to knock this Russian motherfucker out. They're making him look bad on the news, you know.
Wow.
He's a paid agitator, Derek. I want you to go in there and knock his head off. Bernie Sanders is his uncle. You know, he doesn't like you black folks. Go in there and beat him up.
You know, him and Putin and shit. Him fuck with it.
Him and Putin and shit.
Me and Putin and shit.
You know,
that's
him and
right.
Putin and shit. Fuck what they're talking about. USA and his whole. Fuck.
Listen, Derek, you came into this fight the number two contender with that knockout. You're absolutely one of the top guys in line for a shot at the title next. So tell us what you think about that.
Wait, no, wait, before I play this, he's going to be like, what, next? What do you mean next? Okay, so he's, you heard him say that.
He goes, I just saved America, motherfucker. What do you mean, what's next? Didn't you hear me? I just knocked this motherfucker out for Trump and Putin and shit.
Oh, my God. But he says, you're in line to fight for the championship next. And he answered
right.
It like that was literal.
I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. Fuck what you talking about right now. I ain't trying to fight for no title right now. I'm no gas tank like that. Shit.
Man, I just finished fighting. What are you talking about, man? I got to get a shower. My girlfriend expecting me home and shit. Oh, you mean like down a couple of months from now? Oh, you know, maybe. We'll talk about it later.
Oh.
What was the villain's name in Rocky IV? What was the Russian's name?
Oh, Ivan Drago.
There you go. Ivan Klitschko, is that what his name is?
Drago.
Drago, that's right, Drago. Klitschko was a real fighter. Drago. Yes. That Russian motherfucker. I was like Rocky IV and shit.
I like
shit.
That.
Shit.
Why, shit.
Shit.
Why did you wait till the last minute? Because I forgot Donald Trump called me. Oh, yeah.
That's right. I got to knock him out, man.
That's the president called me. I forgot the president called me. He told me I better save America. But come here, you Russian motherfucker.
Listen, Derek, you're one of the...
I love Joe Rogan starting to crack up.
Listen, Derek, you're one of the most entertaining guys in this sport. Congratulations on an amazing victory. And thank you very much for a really, really entertaining fight.
Thanks for having me. Hey, maybe next week or sometime, or 2 weeks from now, I'm going to come on your show and smoke some weed with you.
Anytime, sir. Anytime. And you got the best Instagram in the game, I'll tell you right now. Derek Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. His Instagram blew up.
I'm sure it did. And you know what else blew up? The UFC people that went, hey, he said he smokes weed. We're going to vacate that victory. Sorry.
That's what I was thinking.
America is lost. I'm sorry. We're all communists now, thanks to you and your weed.
He didn't say he smoked it. He said he was going to smoke some.
They're going to be hiding in the bushes. You find out if he smokes that weed. I don't want to be associated with anybody that smokes that stuff.
All right. What do we got for email?
Let's see. All right, let's see. I'm going to dip into the old mailbag here. We have Dear Bang and the Other Guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we draft a list of players who should never get booed ever in their own past stadium? For example, I heard Pats fans booing Adam Vinatieri at Foxborough the other day. Any masshole that does that needs a dick punch, a garlic frappe, and be forced to wear a Jets jersey. Can we get the Home Office opinion on this issue? Sincerely, the ghost of Victor Kiam. Oh, hey, Tom, that must mean we're both going to get Remington micro screens.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, here's what we think about that. It's a fucking kicker. Who gives a shit?
Oh, I mean, this guy, come on now. He's been responsible for a lot of success in New England.
That's right, he is. And it doesn't make any difference. He's a kicker. And anybody that comes back to town, you know, I guess there's a list of people who should not be booed.
Well, yeah. If Joe Montana, when he went and played for the Chiefs, if he goes and plays in San Fran, no, they cannot boo him. Emmitt Smith, when he went to the Cardinals, if he comes to Dallas, no, you cannot boo him. Sorry.
Right. The only player that I can think of that you can't boo is, at present, is Marshawn Lynch, because he is a national treasure.
Yes, he is.
He is. He's a national treasure. And especially if I ever hear any of the Mechs booing him, I'm really going to be upset.
Hella quesadilla, yes.
He kicks it with him all the time. We did get an email from a fellow that said, miss. This is not my Me Too shopping list. And in fact, my wife actually suffered from this because I was wide of the mark yet again, signed Mason Crosby.
Oh, no.
He was awful. I don't know what the fuck that was. I really don't know what the hell that was.
I don't know.
All right, this one's a good one, Tom. This one says, "Dear Cock Breath and the Other Guy."
Dear what?
So, Cock Breath. I'm going to assume in this case that you're Cock Breath. I'm going to be the other guy.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
So the Bills are on the clock, are they? Same record as your team, Cock Breath. And we didn't get embarrassed on Monday Night Football, so fuck you. Sincerely, Bills Mafia Bart.
Well, that means you're Cock Breath, because your team played on Monday night, not mine.
You're Cock Breath. You're Cock Breath.
Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I got really nothing to say about that, Bills Mafia Bart, because you're 100% right. I got nothing to say. The Bills have managed, when they take the ball away, they score points. They got to take the ball away. And I heard that they asked a ridiculous price of the Eagles, who were trying to make a deal for LeSean McCoy. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
They asked a second and a third. You're not going to get that. Are you crazy?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. In answer to Bills Mafia Bart, you know, it's like I always say, Cap'n Crunch is a fucking pedophile. Honestly, it's amazing they never busted him.
Right.
The Bills, two of the wins were against teams that beat the Eagles. How about that?
Yes.
So fuck you, Philadelphia. So congratulations to the goddamn Buffalo fucking Bills. You know, Tom, they are also known as Almost Canada's team.
Yeah.
That is also known as the home of the four little pinky rings. All right. Oh, by the way, Bills versus Houston this weekend. I want to give everybody a television alert. James Lofton is doing the color. Did you watch? I guess you have the Browns game, right?
Yeah.
The Browns game last week. I didn't get any audio for this because we had so much other stuff, but apparently he must have a couple of teeth out because he was lisping really bad. So I'm going to be listening to him this week doing the Buffalo Bills and Houston Texans game with Deshaun Watson out there throwing passes, and I'm going to see how that sounds. We might have us a whole new ball of fun next week thanks to James Lofton.
Wow.
He had to have left his dentures at home last week. Go look up the Browns highlights from last week. Go just Google it. Just put it in YouTube. Cleveland Browns versus Baltimore Ravens. And listen to him when he talks.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
It is. It's the truth. The Baltimore Ravens lose to the Browns in overtime.
How pathetic is this?
Well, all right. On that alert, and since I'm now Cock Breath, I don't have any more email.
All right. Let's see. We do have a question here.
Okay.
For this is good. This is for Ben Roethlisberger. Okay. This is from Marvis, who is from Gettysburg.
Oh, hey, Marvis is from Gettysburg. You know, Tom, they fought World War II there.
Yes.
They did.
All right, well,
defeated the Nazis.
He wants to know from Ben. He wants to know what Ben thinks of, and we didn't talk about this, so Antonio Brown is being sued, couple lawsuits.
Right, he is.
For allegedly, he threw some furniture out of a hotel room, and he almost hit a child. I don't know how you get sued for almost hitting a child.
Because the kid's 2 years old, and the kid is traumatized, apparently, and is terrified now of falling furniture. Frankly, all of us are terrified of falling furniture if you're walking underneath.
2 years old, but he won't even remember this soon. I mean, what?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, he wants to know what Ben thinks about this with Antonio Brown getting sued for this stuff.
Well, you know, I think it's very unfortunate that Antonio went ahead and did something like this. I think it shows incredibly poor judgment because, as you know, Tom, I am Ben Roethlisberger, and here in Pittsburgh, I am known as the quarterback, and quarterbacks, they throw things. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong.
I am not wrong about that. I have been throwing things for a long time, and they have been calling me quarterback, and, you know, I've won 2 Super Bowls. Yes. So I think I am an expert on the topic, and he should have called me, because if he had, believe you me, I would have pegged that little fucking kid right in his head. I would have nailed him. I'm pretty good at that. You know, I'd hit him right in the chest.
All right.
Have an auto man, young man.
Go, Ben. Go, Ben, with 2 Super Bowl rings.
What was he doing throwing furniture out of it? What was he, like, playing Led Zeppelin up there? What was he doing?
I have no idea, but speaking of throwing things, I almost forgot to play this when we were playing the funny fans, you know, the girl, okay, the emo girl and the British fan. This Falcons fan. Here's a Falcons fan for you that got upset, and his girl doesn't like what he's doing with her television.
You better leave my goddamn TV alone. Joseph, you better put that damn TV down. Oh, my God.
He threw the TV. I like at the end, he goes, damn.
Damn. Because he realizes now, damn, the little kid's going to want to watch his shit later. Now I got to pay attention to him. The kid's like, the television.
Fuck these goddamn Eagles, man.
Hey, Tom, I don't know if you have our old Falcons guy ready or not, but I'll ask the question. Hey, who plays pass defense? Who can stop a pass? Oh my God. That honestly, they are hurt, but oh, they are awful. They are dreadful on pass defense.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? Not the Falcons.
No.
You better leave my goddamn TV alone. Joseph, you better put that damn TV down. Oh my God.
Damn. Oh, hell, man. All right, so again, everybody out there, when your friend starts getting stupid at the end of the game, please put on your phone and video him.
All right, let's go over to mybookie.ag, where neither one of us got our money back this week because we both took the Bengals. Took the Bengals minus 5.5, and that's the only one we each got. We both took the Panthers minus 6.5, and of course they only won by 2. And the other game that we each missed, I took the Jags plus 3, and the Chiefs took care of them, and you took the Ravens minus 3 at the Browns, and of course the Browns won in overtime.
That's right. And I don't know if you realize it this time, but the Panthers at minus 6.5, there was a line that said that you would have gotten 5 acts, and the guy said 7, so there was too many.
Well, I'm 7-7. I am 500 on the year. You are 6-9. Here's what I'm going to do. I got 5 games this week.
5?
5. Wow. 5.
Look at you, big man.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but your Skins have not shown me a reason to believe that they're going to beat the Panthers this week.
Well, see, the thing about the Redskins is that this is the pattern. They play well, they suck ass. They play well, they suck ass. This week stands to reason. They're going to slam Cam.
All right, well, I'm getting a point with the Panthers.
Okay. You are getting a point with the Panthers, yeah. And I just gave it to you. That's the point.
I think the Packers are going to shred the 49ers.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
So I'm giving up 9.5 for that.
That's too many for me. Too many for me.
Not for that game. It's in Green Bay, too. Seahawks, -3 at the Raiders. The Seahawks are playing really good football. I know they didn't win, but it was the Rams, but they gave them everything mm-hmm. they could handle. I think
they
will smoke the Raiders. Falcons, -3.5.
Now, was that overtime?
Huh?
Was that Rams game, was that overtime, or was that right down to the end? Or, no, it was right down to the
right
end.
Down
they
down
had
the
to
end. Yeah.
Protect that field goal.
Yeah.
At the end.
Now,
yeah.
I know you probably think I'm nuts to take the Falcons giving up 3.5 points, but they're playing the Buccaneers in Atlanta. So they're worse than the Falcons.
Who can stop the Buccaneers?
Jameis Winston can.
Oh, well, okay. I guess so.
All right. And I am going to take the Steelers +2.5 at Cincinnati because they do this every time Cincinnati gets off to this great start and all the Steelers are behind. And then they go into Cincinnati and they kick their ass. And there's going to be a big brawl because somebody's going to get mad. You know, Vontaze Burfict is back. So, you know, some shit's going to go down at the end of that game and the Steelers will come out the winner.
Well, here's what I hope goes down at the end of the game. Ben Roethlisberger takes off his pants and then tells Leslie Visser or whoever comes over there, my balls were hot. Ben, what do you think of this victory? My balls were hot. You know, I had to wait until I threw that touchdown pass because I forgot that Donald Trump called me up earlier and said, hey, these Cincinnati Bengals are from Russia. And I said, are you sure? I think this is Ohio. He said, no, it's Russia. So I said, okay.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
That's wonderful. By the way, somebody sent me a video this week of EDP after the Eagles lost. He's off the bandwagon, burning all his shit. He's fucking got no goddamn shirt on. Oh, it is horrific.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then there's a part of it where he takes one of his big-ass jerseys and wipes his ass with it. He drops his pants, turns around, and wipes his ass. And I'm going to tell you, Tom, I'm going to give you a fucking mental picture. You ready? It's two fucking hippopotamuses arguing over a flag.
All right, what are your bets?
All right. Every once in a while, they give me a line that just doesn't make any sense. Last week, it was the Jets only getting 1 point from the Broncos. And I thought to myself, I should take that because they want everybody on the Broncos, right? And what happened? The Jets fucking stun everybody. This week, it's the Bears, -3 over Miami. Miami's in freaking free fall. Ryan Tannehill, he's not got anything going on, and Sam Young is going to get eaten alive by that Bears defensive front.
All right.
Bears -3 over the Dolphins? Come on, what's up with that? What does Vegas know?
I don't know.
Let's see. I'm going to take the Seahawks also over the Raiders. And I'm also going to take the Falcons -3.5 over the Bucks because, yeah, you're right. I think that the Bucks can't stop the Falcons. Not the Buccaneers! We should get Tilliard to say that for us. He did try to say not the Falcons once, but that didn't go over very well.
All right, I got you down for Bears -3 at Fins, Seahawks -3 at Raiders, and Falcons -3.5 at home against the Bucks. And those last two I have, along with the Panthers +1 at the Skins. I knew you wouldn't touch that.
No, I'm not touching
Pack
that.
-9.5 versus the 49ers. And the Steelers +2.5 at the Bengals. So I'm going to win. I'm putting 100 on each. I'm going to win $500 this week.
If you're putting that much down on five games, what made you stay away from that Bears -3 over Miami? I mean, that looks like a golden fucking line. They whooped the living shit out of the Buccaneers 2 weeks ago.
I know. Because the Fins been good at home.
Whatever.
That's all.
Ryan Tannehill. He's afraid to throw it downfield, Tom. Don't you know he doesn't try to throw touchdowns?
Make sure you go over to the NFL Addiction Facebook page. If you haven't been over there, man, if you're an NFL fan, you will be right at home with all us other crazy people.
Yeah, come on over and actually, you know, start a football thread after like the game is over. Start the next day thread, the Monday thread. Give us your thoughts on whatever your game is and let's see what you got.
You could get on there and say anything. You could say this.
I got knocked this rush motherfucker out.
Right. I mean, and it'll start something, you know. It's like
that's right. Right. Well, you can also find us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour, and you can come over to bangradiohour.com and hit that donation button.
Button.
Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, we got great t-shirts. Buy a t-shirt, please.
Yeah. Buy a t-shirt. Go over to bangradio.com and buy a fucking t-shirt and then hit the donation button and we will say your name on the radio.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like La Tasca and Bella Italia.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Comparsa Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat your lunch al desco, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Ed's Diner and Bella Italia.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Comparsa Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.